This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Parliament has passed the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The bill was cleared by the upper house with 128 members voted in favour of it while 95 members voted against the legislation. The Rajya Sabha held discussion on the bill for around 12 hours. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. The bill aims to streamline the management of Waqf properties with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. The legislation also aims to improve governance by enhancing transparency in property management, streamlining coordination between Waqf boards and local authorities and protecting stakeholders' rights. Replying to a debate on the bill, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that crores of poor Muslims will be benefited from this legislation and in no way it harms any single Muslim. He said that in the Joint Parliamentary Committee, the views of members were also heard and the suggestions were incorporated in the bill. Mr. Rijiju made it clear that there will be 22 members in the Central Waqf Council, including the ex officio members, and in the council there will not be more than 4 non-Muslim members. Earlier, while moving the bill, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the bill has been brought after a detailed consultation with the stakeholders as well as in the Joint Parliamentary Committee. Rejecting the opposition's allegations, he said only Muslim can get the benefit of Waqf and it is not correct that any non-Muslim will interfere in the management of Waqf properties.
हम चाहते हैं कि सबको डिसीजन मेकिंग का बॉडी में जगह मिलना चाहिए, इसलिए सबको एम्पावरमेंट कर रहे हैं. एफिशिएंसी को हम इंक्रीज करने के लिए टेक्नोलॉजी का इस्तेमाल करने का भरपूर इसमें प्रावधान किया गया है. अब सेंट्रलाइज डेटाबेस होगा, डिजिटल पोर्टल होगा जो सारा स्टेट बोर्ड के साथ में लिंक होगा, लाइव होगा. वर्क प्रॉपर्टी का कंटिन्यूअसली रजिस्ट्रेशन, ट्रैकिंग, कंप्लायंस पूरा व्यवस्था करके हमने एफिशिएंसी को टारगेट दिया है.
India and Thailand signed 6 agreements for cooperation in various fields including IT, maritime, MSME, handicraft and handloom sectors. The agreements were exchanged following bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Thai counterpart Pentong Tan Shinawatra at Bangkok yesterday. Both sides reviewed the progress of the entire gamut of bilateral relations and discussed ways to add greater momentum to the India-Thailand bilateral partnership and exchanged views on regional and multilateral issues. Prime Minister Modi received ceremonial guard of honour. In his joint statement following the bilateral talks, Prime Minister Modi has said that Thailand has a special place in the India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the 6th BIMSTEC Summit in Bangkok, Thailand today. The theme of the BIMSTEC Summit is BIMSTEC Prosperous, Resilient and Open. Following the BIMSTEC Summit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Sri Lanka later today for the second leg of his two-nation tour. Lok Sabha has passed the Coastal Shipping Bill 2024. The bill seeks to regulate the vessels engaged in trade within Indian coastal waters. Under the bill, coastal waters mean territorial waters of India along with adjoining maritime zones. The bill aims to consolidate and amend the law relating to regulation of coastal shipping, promote coastal trade and encourage domestic participation. Parliament has passed the Protection of Interest in Aircraft Objects Bill 2025 with the Lok Sabha approving it. Rajya Sabha has already passed the bill. The bill seeks to provide for protection of interest in aircraft objects and to implement the Convention on International Interest in Mobile Equipment and the Protocol to the Convention on International Interest in Mobile Equipment on matters specific to aircraft equipment. India is carefully examining the implications of reciprocal tariffs imposed by the US. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a statement said that it is engaging with all stakeholders, including Indian industry and exporters, taking feedback on their assessment of the tariffs and assessing the situation. It is also studying the opportunities that may arise due to this new development to the US trade policy. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 80 runs at Eden Gardens last night. Chasing a victory target of 201 runs set by Kolkata Knight Riders, Sunrisers Hyderabad were all out for 120 runs in 16.4 overs. Earlier, Sunrisers Hyderabad won the toss and chose to field. And that is the end of this bulletin.